improve performance, increase endurance, and pump more reps with OptiForce by EC Sports. Go to UpstateMuscle.com. Take your workout to the next level with clean and tested supplements manufactured locally. Use code BEN for 20% off at UpstateMuscle.com.
Getting to your Zen place is what Purple Haze is all about. With locations in Clemson and Williamston, they've been selected as the best place for piercing in the upstate. Purple Haze features body jewelry along with sage and crystals to bring your living space into perfect harmony. With the largest selection of glassware, Purple Haze in Clemson now offers tooth gems and piercings. Whatever it is, that girl will put a spell on you. Purple Haze, Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, Anderson Drive, Williamston.
Seneca's July 4th celebration is on go, and we're getting ready for a fabulous show. We got fireworks again this year, the award-winning fireworks display. They're going to start around 9:30, but forget about that right now. After a day out on the lake, bring the whole family for an absolutely free event to Seneca's July 4th celebration as we celebrate the country's birthday with the swinging medallions. And the opening act, Funk Factory 5.
Now you go to St. Louis and Joplin, Missouri and Oklahoma City.
Food and drinks. It's going to be a lot of fun, so bring yourself on down. It's absolutely free. If you want to know more information, check out our website at seneca.sc.us. We celebrate our country's birthday with a award-winning fireworks display and the Swing of Medallions, July 4th. Absolutely free.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. I just have too much to get to. Let me tell you about health there. First of all, if you're struggling with the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, sleep apnea, or IBS, call the Health Air. Their coaches have struggled with the exact same things and achieved success through the cellular health technologies of the Health Air. You won't be poked or prodded like you would be at a doctor's office. They'll help you reverse your symptoms in 30 days and in a compassionate way. They know how you feel. They've been where you are. You want to speak to them. Call them to speak to someone who's been where you are, knows how to help. Right now, it's buy one, get one free when you mention you heard it here. So dial the number, 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Take the dare with a friend, a family member, a coworker. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Take the dare. You'll thank me later. Change your life. Do it today. All right, lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, you're welcome to. I want to stick with Major League Baseball actual predictions now. And then we have a lot of college football talk to get to, including this question that I threw out of most underrated college football player of all time. I've retweeted all sorts of really good answers. I think I received too many answers that were based on NFL careers, but a lot that weren't as well. And I think a lot of good answers. I had a number of people say Connor Shaw. I think it's a really good answer. I mean, I really do. It doesn't match my answer, but I think it's a really good answer. He'd be up there for me, but he wouldn't be first of all time. But the man didn't lose a home game at South Carolina, not at Ohio State or Alabama. He didn't lose a home game at South Carolina. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. So he would be on my list. And for anybody who said Connor Shaw, I think it's a really good selection. Look, they're all good choices. I received one Deshaun Watson with an explanation. which the explanation helped, but I don't think you can put Deshaun Watson personally in that category, because I think he received a ton of very due recognition. But I'm looking for somebody who doesn't and still or didn't and again from any point in history. And don't limit yourselves. You know, it's a history encompasses and all of college football is what I'm talking about. All of it, all of it, all of it. All the teams, all the years. Again, I'm going to get to a lot of the answers that people gave in due time. All right. Starting the NL East, Ramona, these are official. It is, what's the date? 25th of June? 25th of June. These are the Road Rage official Major League Baseball picks. In the NL East, I'm going with the Atlanta Braves. I've already discussed why. I just think this pitching staff from top to bottom, and the Braves think Hamels is going to be a go. 60-game season, I think Hamels can get through that. If he can, with Soroka and Fulte and Freed and Hamels, and we'll see what you get beyond that. You know, Newcomb, Wright, et cetera. I think that starting pitching staff is solid and perhaps better than solid. You know, I want to see it unfold a little bit. I still don't truly trust Fulte, especially at the beginning of a season. He seems to need some time to warm up. But I think the bullpen is significantly improved. The Will Smith acquisition, I think, changes the division. I think the two things that change the division, in my mind, because I've been asked by from Chris on Twitter if it was Rendon that made me pick Atlanta, it's two things. It's the two primary things are the addition of Will Smith by the Braves and Rendon leaving Washington for the Angels. It's those two things. I also think Marcelo Ozuna is going to have a big year. Again, it's a contract year for him. He wants a big money, multi-year deal. And so I think you're going to get the best of Marcelo Ozuna this year. And the best of Marcelo Ozuna, you know, don't expect a ton of average. He's probably going to hit 250, but he could easily hit 37, 38 home runs and drive in 110. I mean, I think that's quite possible, hitting in that clean-off spot. And so that's why I like the Braves. I'm going with the Braves because I think top to bottom right now, they have the most answers. Now, if it's not the Braves in the NL East, it's going to be Washington. So I'm taking the Braves to win the division. I'm taking Washington to be my wild card team. I still think they may have the best starting pitching staff. And top to bottom, I still wonder a little bit about their bullpen. I think they've proven that, as I mentioned, that they can lose their star player and still get better. They lost Bryce Harper and got better. I don't necessarily put Rendon in the Bryce Harper category. I think Harper was a massive distraction, headache, whatever you want to say. And in his absence, I think Washington was a calmer, more mature team. Rendon was not a distraction, so losing Rendon is not like losing Harper to me. Losing Rendon is a significant loss. I don't know how anyone could have watched them play and think that that's not a big loss. So, to me, I still think they have the best starting pitching staff, and Soto is just a freak of nature, and they have young talent and a mix of experience. I still think they're a very dangerous team, and they're not a team that I would count out in any capacity. I mean, if they made it back to the World Series, I wouldn't be shocked. But I just think if they're going to do that, the way I view it now, they're going to do it as a wild card team. I'm going the Braves in the NL East, and I'm going Washington as one of my wild card teams. You know, my real issue, Ramona, is I don't know if I have another wild card team.
I thought you only just picked one.
No, I'm going two in each division, three division winners, two wildcard teams. In the NL Central, I'm going the Cincinnati Reds I'm going Quack's bunch in the NL Central. Can you imagine how happy Quack will be if the Cincinnati Reds actually win the division? I wonder if he's going to pick them. But I'm going the Cincinnati Reds in the NL Central. I think when you look at the additions they made and you compare it to what's going on in that division, I just don't think the other teams in that division help themselves. And Moustakas comes from Milwaukee. If you look at the Reds infield, and even if you forget the catcher position, but let's add it in for the moment. What you would expect to be the Reds starting infield this year, those guys last year combined for 133 home runs. And only 11 of those came from the catcher spot. And look, we don't know what's going to happen with Joey Votto. He's showing age and, you know, maybe this is a year he has a little bit of a bounce back year, but Moustakas gives you 35 home runs. You got 49 from the third base spot. You got 23 from the shortstop spot. You know, this is a team with power in the infield. Look, the pitching is still, I don't want to say suspect. I think it's adequate. I'm not ready to go much beyond adequate right now. But I think when you look at the additions that they made, they're still the best team in that. They become the best team in that division. I think Milwaukee has gotten worse. The Cubs just seem to be floundering. Can you trust St. Louis now? I don't know. Ed can. And maybe St. Louis is a factor here. Maybe the Cubs are a factor. But I think the Reds organization right now, they're selling the notion that they get it, that they're more ready to play than all these other teams. And that's what Williams said the other day. I'm not so sure that he's wrong. So I'm going the Reds in the NL Central, and I'm still pondering the wild card, the other wild card. I think there are a lot of options. None of whom I trust completely. In the NL West, the West is easy. The Dodgers add Mookie Betts, and they're already the best team. So the best team gets better. They don't really have any weaknesses. They should have all sorts of DH options. I just can't even imagine. The only thing that allows anybody in the West to compete with the Dodgers is the short season. Because other than that, I just don't see it. So I'm going to go with the Dodgers in the NL West. I don't feel good about that other wild card at all. Phillies, Mets, Cardinals. I'm going Cardinals. I'm going Cardinals with the other wild card. It's sort of a default position. That'll make Ed happy. I really just want to make Ed happy, Ramona. That's really the reason for the show.
Huh?
So there you have it. That's my National League. I'm going Braves in the East, Reds in the Central, Dodgers in the West. My wild cards are going to be the Washington Nationals and the St. Louis Cardinals. And when it all plays out, I'm going to go Braves and the Dodgers for the National League Championship. And I'm going to have to go Dodgers. I'd really like to take the Braves. I just think the Dodgers have been so good now for so long. And the Betts move, I think, is the move that might push them over the ultimate top. So I got the Braves going to the NL Championship Series and playing the Dodgers, and the Dodgers winning. All right, we still have the American League to come, and we'll take a look at the American League when we return. But there's my National League picks. So The Braves, Rona, I'm picking the Braves higher than I have in recent time, and I think there's good reason for it. I'm confident in that bunch. I really am. I would love it to be the Mets. I just can't see it. I think the Mets are competing for third with the Philadelphia Phillies. Let me tell you about First Home Equity Loans. My guy Todd Glassman. They're mortgage advisors. Every loan is catered to you. They never underdeliver. They're the people's mortgage company. In fact, they're voted the best mortgage company in the upstate. Todd's a vet, great guy. His team of 18, great people. They've been doing it the right way for 23 years, serving the upstate. They're at 802 Lawrence Road in Greenville. Look, if you're dealing with a bank for any type of mortgage, your business closes at 5:01 for the day, not when you say it does. When you're dealing with First Home Equity Loans, they're there to serve you. They keep their overhead low. They offer many more programs than the banks do, many more mortgage programs, first-time home buyers, self-employed, investment properties, refinancing, debt consolidation. You want to lower your payments. You want to lower your rates. It's First Home Equity Loans. Trust me, call Todd and Company today. You'll thank me later. 864-438-4550. 864-438-4550 for First Home Equity Loans. All right, we covered the National League. I'm going to the American League when we come back.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Papa John's Pizza in Tlemcen is open after our remodeling, and we're excited to be satisfying our loyal, longtime customers with delicious pizzas, papadillas, and other menu items. I'm Ron, your Tlemcen Papa John's manager, thanking you for supporting our other local locations while remodeling to bring you improvements like a bigger kitchen, walk-up window. Download our app, find us at papajohns.com, or call us at 653-7272, and we'll have a hot Papa John's pizza to you before you know it. Papa John's, will see you soon.
Your Total Wine & More store is ready to serve you with our always low prices on an incredible 8,000 wines, 3,000 spirits, and 2,500 beers. Want it today? Try our contactless curbside pickup available for wine and beer at TotalWine.com. Whether you're mixing up a new cocktail or pouring a glass to enjoy an evening on the deck, Total Wine & More has you covered. Visit our Greenville store or TotalWine.com.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get 4 unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and 4 free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. 4 line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to 1 per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Edwards Auto Sales has been here for you through these trying times. June brings 0% financing for up to 72 months on most 2020 models. 2019 Ford F-150s continue at 0% for 84 months. If you are tired of chasing huge advertised discounts and prices you cannot qualify for, look to Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, a family-owned Ford dealer for over 57 years. Straight pricing, fair trade appraisals, no dealer or dock fees. Stop by and save today. Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, or shop online at edwardsautosales.net.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. it doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get four unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and four free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. Four-line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to one per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie-style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
Ramona, you know, you believe this. Our guy Mike Leach is trending. Do you remember I said to you that he and Lane Kiffin actually like each other? And so it's going to make the Egg Bowl is, there's always been animosity. And I've wondered out loud what it will look like this year since those two guys actually like each other when they play at the end of the year. Well, they were both part of a contingent of coaches, 46 coaches and administrators from 8 universities in Mississippi, to lobby the state legislature to remove the Confederate emblem from the state flag. So they were all in attendance, and they're wearing masks. Mike Leach reaches out to Lane Kiffin, and grabs his mask by the front and pulls it out and snaps it back in his face so it goes up over his eyes. it's just too funny. I'm retweeting that right now if you haven't seen that. And by the way, Mike Leach, incredibly intelligent, but apparently has no idea how to wear a mask or is protesting because he has his mask on under his nose.
Yeah, I see that.
He has the chin mask going on. But did you see my retweet of him snapping the mask?
Yeah.
You know, that's Mike Leach. That's Mike Leach. And let me get to Tiger Greg. A lot to get to on the remainder of today's show. Tiger Greg. Greg, how are you?
I'm good. I guess Ramona was scared to answer. How does my new phone sound?
Oh, it's better.
Oh, it sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Ramona, I tweeted Walt last night, and you don't know about it probably. I don't think he was exactly truthful on the, but I got 10 to 15 texts and calls about you busting my chops last night, which was hilarious. But we were having a good conversation yesterday, like you could hear me. So I'm not so sure you couldn't hear me, but you're still my close to the favorite person on the radio team, okay?
Okay. I was stressing over. Anyway. I laid awake all night worried about it, by the way.
Hey, I know. I think you had a Colorado moment there while we were talking and just didn't know what I wanted and hung up on me. Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, Walt, how would it be to sit down for a couple of hours and drink a few beers with Mike Leach and just let him get loose and listen to him? It would be gold, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's why we keep having him on. I mean, he's incredible.
He's my favorite.
Yeah,
he's
terrific, and he's unbelievably accommodating. You know, I mean, these guys have a lot to do, and yet every time we've asked him, he said, sure.
I think he's way more intelligent than people think he is. I think he
really
realizes what he does and what effect he has on people, but he still does it, and I love it. I mean, you know, I he could be my coach anyway. But I just want to check my phone out and see if it sounded okay. And Ramona, I still love you.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you.
All right.
Well, you know, Ramona, you're still in second. That's important. And I'm sure you did stay up all night worrying about.
To the
American League. We've made our official National League picks. The American League. Look, let's start with the easy one, the AL East. It's the Yankees. Even an abbreviated season where teams are going to be closely bunched due to the fact that you just aren't going to have the games to create the separation. The Yankees are still the best team. We'll find out about the health of Aaron Judge, but you know, having Gerrit Cole at the top of that rotation changes everything. It just does. I mean, he's unbelievably dominant. I mean, if DeGrom's not the most dominant pitcher in the game, then Gerrit Cole is. And his numbers last year proved that. He's, you know, 100 miles an hour, basically unhittable. You know, that's it. That's all you need to say. The Yankees are already great, and it's already an incredibly strong team, a powerful team, and what they lacked was Gerrit Cole, and now they have him. So, you know, who's going to beat them? The Red Sox, I mean, the Red Sox suffered all sorts of key losses in my mind. Losses that they did not make up for. You know, the Rays should be pretty good. But it's just the Yankees division. I don't see any other alternative to it. I think the Gerrit Cole acquisition makes the Yankees incredibly dangerous all the way through. So the Yankees in the AL East. And the AL Central, I'm going with the Minnesota Twins over the White Sox. In fact, I'm picking the Twins to win the division. I just think, you know, they set an all-time Major League home run record last year. They add Josh Donaldson to that mix this year. You know, and their pitching is good enough. They're a dangerous bunch. I mean, you know, I don't think they're going to cease to be dangerous, even in a short season. So I'm going with the Twins, and I'm opting for all that power in a game that's being played that way now. I think the White Sox additions to that pitching staff are dramatically going to improve that team, and I think that team is dangerous. They're my second choice in the division. So I'm going Twins over White Sox, although I'm still debating wild cards. Right in my head as we speak. So, AL East, Yankees, AL Central, Minnesota Twins. AL West, you know, I touched on this today on Twitter. Blue Buffalo says, so you're saying the Orioles are already mathematically eliminated? Yes, they are. The Orioles have been mathematically eliminated since like 1969. You know, I realize the whole world is out to get them now. And I also realize they're old at the top of that rotation. You know, your two aces are, what, 36 and 37 in Verlander and Greinke? I think 36 and 37, something of that sort. So you're old at the top of that rotation. And the depth on that rotation is now suspect without Gerrit Cole. I'll acknowledge that. I also acknowledge, as I said, that the whole world's going to be gunning for the Astros. They're going to take abuse of every type. I mean, assuming, you know, well, maybe not abuse from fans because we may not see fans, but certainly abuse from other teams. But I mean, you know, and everyone says that, but how is that going to constitute itself? How will we see that? I mean, you're not just going to randomly hit guys because that's not going to help you win, I don't think. My problem with the AL West is that the Astros, Rachel says, you're right, Walt, the Yankees are great. She's a Yankee fan. The Yankees win. And the... my question is this. If if not the Astros in the West, then who? And the answers, I think, would be either the Oakland A's with that pitching staff, or part of me just wonders whether the Angels, with the addition of Rendon, have enough to compete in a short season. You know, you have Ohtani, who's going to play both ways. I guess you're going to pitch and play as a positional player. I'm going with the Astros. Part of me wonders this. Are the Astros a team that's just going to say, you know, okay, it's us against the world now? I think there are two possibilities. One, they cheated. They're not as good as they appeared. And the whole world is out to get them, and they just fall apart. Two is, they suck it up, Cookie. They basically say, okay, we're going to prove that we didn't need to cheat, and we're going to prove that we're a lot better than people thought we or believe we are now. And I'm sort of thinking that competitive people are going to give you that second response. And there's still enough talent there. I mean, talent-wise, you know, even with the age at the front of the rotation, remember, it's only a 60-game season, which should help with that age at the front of the rotation. They still look like the best team in that division to me. I'm going Houston in the NL West, despite all the issues. And as wild cards, I'm going to take a flyer on the Angels. I'm going to take the Angels as a wild card. I think that that addition of Rendon gives them the best 1-2 punch in Trout Rendon in baseball. And they may have just enough versatility now in that pitching staff to survive a 60-game season. I'm going the Angels. I think the A's have the best pitching in the division, and maybe that'll rule the day. But I don't trust the A's. I don't trust them. I certainly shouldn't trust the Angels. I'm going the Angels. I don't know why. It's just a feel. And then my other wild card, I'm going to go. I'm going to go with the White Sox. I'm going White Sox as my other wild card. So there you have it. Those are all my Major League Baseball picks for the year. They're not going to change. They're set in stone. It's June 25th. I'm giving you my picks. Oh, and as far as the American League and how it plays out, I think it's going to be the Yankees and the Twins. And I'm going the Yankees. So my World Series is the Yankees and the Dodgers. Braves get to the NL Championship Series but lose to the Dodgers. And the Twins get the championship but lose to the Yankees. And then Yankees and Dodgers. And if it's Yankees and Dodgers, not only would it be a great way to end a shortened season, I mean, in terms of a national perspective, but it would be a tremendous series. A tremendous series. You know, when you put Gerrit Cole at the front end of that rotation, it's hard to beat him in game one of any series. It's going to be hard to beat him in game one. I'm going Dodgers. I'm going Dodgers over the Yankees in the World Series. That's my final answer. My final answer is Dodgers over Yankees in the World Series. Sorry, Rachel. I think it'll be a great series. I think either team can win if we get to that point. But I think those are the two best teams. And my expectation is they'll rise. And that's what we're going to see. So that's how I have it. You can tell me what you have if you want. But that's how I see it playing out. And I'm fascinated by the season for so many reasons, including the 60 games. I'm fascinated to see what this league looks like. And now, again, our perception will be impacted by the fact that we're so desperate for sports. We're so desperate. And so this is going to look more popular than it might in a different time frame. But I'm still fascinated to see what a 60-game season looks like in terms of what it means regarding the importance of games as each game becomes more of an entity and more important. What does that mean? I'm also curious what it means in terms of the competitive nature of the whole league and not having these teams that wind up losing 110 games over the course of a 162-game season. And so teams will be more bunched together, and more cities and more places are going to be involved because of that bunching. I think it makes for a much more popular game, even if we weren't in a pandemic, even if we were in a normal situation. That's what I want to see, because I really believe that somewhere way down the line, if baseball has a future, it's going to involve something the likes of which we're going to see this year. Let me tell you about First Class Haul. Haul's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Haul. They have top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment. They keep up to date. We believe in our work. We offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, nationwide. So if you move to California, we still stand behind your services. You tell me who does that. We believe in honest estimates. One of our service advisors will go line by line with any recommended work we suggest, let you know the urgency behind any repairs. How about this? At First Class Haul, you get this with an oil change. 1, we test drive your vehicle before and after. 2, our master tech will rotate your tires. This service is not only included in your oil change, but performed by one of our master techs. 3, our master tech will also perform a complete brake inspection. We see others glance at brakes. We measure your brakes. We believe it's vital for your safety. 4, we perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering, fluids, lights, and so much more. This is what you get at First Class Haul that you don't get anywhere else. So if you own one of those vehicles, find out what it's like to have experts handle your vehicle. Get to Anderson, Greenville, First Class Haul. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Waltip to the Road Rage, quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the most underrated college football players in history. I have retweeted most of the answers I have seen. The only answers I did not retweet, Ramona, were the few people who actually, I think, hit the right answer. And I think there is a right answer. Now, obviously, I know it's subjective, but as somebody who knows the whole history of the sport, I think there is a right answer to this question. And I also think that there are people who listen to the show, because I think I've suggested as much before. But I'm going to lay it out for you as to why I think this is the answer. But first, we're going to talk about some of the other answers, the answers that were close but no cigar. We'll be back.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Okay, guys, that belly fat isn't for resting your plate on while you watch the game. It's lending to your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, IBS, or sleep apnea, and leads to heart attacks. Call the Health Dare. It's easy. No lettuce diets, gym workouts, drops, or pills. You can still have ribeye, hibachi, and chips and dip. Every inch of belly fat is years on your life. Call the Health Dare right now. Buy one program, get one free. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com. I dare you.
Edwards Auto Sales has been here for you through these trying times. June brings 0% financing for up to 72 months on most 2020 models. 2019 Ford F-150s continue at 0% for 84 months. If you are tired of chasing huge advertised discounts and prices you cannot qualify for, look to Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, a family-owned Ford dealer for over 57 years. Straight pricing, fair trade appraisals, no dealer or dock fees. Stop by and save today. Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla or shop online at edwardsautosales.net.
Coach Dabo Swinney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Are you in constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Well, stop smacking yourself in the face and call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out with friends, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 864-777-7132 for more information and your $39 first treatment. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
Hey, 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 mama, look at that sip out in the backyard. Tell you that sip. Hey, 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 hey. Look at that sister. Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in on the conversation. It's great, Ramona, that I have so many responses on this question and so many different names from so many different levels. I have a Mark Dupree. I have multiple Connor Shaws. Kevin Smith almost broke Barry Sanders' record. He did. He was sensational. Homer Jordan, Artavis Scott, Eric Crouch. I'm just scrolling down the page. I'm missing some, I'm sure. Charlie Ward, Brian Leonard, Michael Bishop. Texas dude was a one-man wrecking crew for Kansas State in 98. I had multiple Michael Bishops, 100% right. Another Charlie Ward, Antoine Randall L., Jim Thorpe, Hunter Renfro, Lendale White. I like that answer. I think Lendale White might have been the best player on that football team. Let's see. Still scrolling. There's a lot of baseball tweets in here, too. Danny Woodhead. Multiple Danny Woodheads. Dirty Harry gave me Steve Largent and Phil Sims. Phil Sims at Morehead State. Another Connor Shaw. Deshaun Watson. Tom Brady. I got a lot of Tom Brady's. I understand that. But I'm not sure he's the answer to the question. Terry Fair. I got Ron Dane. I got multiple Ron Danes. He won the Heisman, so I don't know how underrated he was. He rushed for 6,000 yards. True. Honestly, I think he's about the fourth or fifth best running back at Wisconsin in the modern era. He was sort of a byproduct of his size and that offensive line, but didn't really have long speed. And I'm not sure I would put him in that spot. Jamal Lewis, another Brady, still scrolling. Another Michael Bishop. Chris writes, younger fan, but T. Martin and Percy Harvin come to mind. To do what T did coming in after Peyton and getting no respect for what he did is insane. And healthy Percy was, I'm not sure what that was supposed to say. It's obviously a cell phone typo, but said he's a huge reason why Tebow looks so good. You're 100% right. Those are both really good answers, Chris. And the truth is that the best player on that team was Percy Harvin. Mitch Hyatt, Bryce Perkins, Matt Ryan, they just keep coming. They're endless. And a lot of good answers. I think one of the best answers I was given was the one I mentioned before, and it came from multiple people, was Connor Shaw. I'll get to the one I think is right in a few minutes. Robert, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Walton. You?
Good. Welcome back, Robert. We missed you. Where you been? I mean, you know, we're all hanging out here. You know, we're doing our thing. Come on, man.
I'm keeping my head down during all the social justice talk before I say something that gets me in trouble. So,
stick to sports.
Absolutely. I started to make a joke about how I came up with a top 100 list of how to save Major League Baseball, but I'm not gonna do it. But I do have some suggestions on what Major League Baseball needs to do to save their sport. If you've got a few minutes,
yeah, go ahead.
First of all, as far as the game, you're gonna have to put pitchers on the clock. You talked about that. I don't know what that time is, 30 seconds, I don't know, but if they break it, then it's a balk. Only the starting pitcher can be changed mid-inning. Every other pitching change has to be done between innings. As far as the batters are concerned, you get one timeout. Let me back up. As far as the pitchers are concerned, if you come out because of an injury mid-inning, then you're automatically IR for a week. As far as the batter's concerned, you get one timeout per nine innings. Other than that, unless you just about get hit by a pitch or you break your bat, if you leave the batter's box, it's an automatic out. Now, getting to the league, and you're not going to like this, and you know I'm a baseball purist. As far as the league is concerned, I don't want to see them reduce the number of teams, even though I think there's some cities that don't deserve franchises. I also think there's some areas of the country that do deserve franchises, like upstate South Carolina. But basically, you have two divisions per league, two divisions in the National, two divisions in the American. The winners of those divisions play a seven-game series for the pennant, and you have the World Series.
Now, I'm sorry. Are you talking Robert, hold on. Are you talking about reducing the number of teams? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, what I said was, if you wanted to reduce the number of teams, I might be okay with that, but I'm not sure that's something that there's cities that don't.
Well, I mean, would you be okay with it if you were the owner of one of those teams or the cities, or you were a fan in a city where one of those teams resides?
Well, if nobody's coming to the games, what do the fans have to say about it? Oh, well, I was planning on coming to a game. I just never got around to it. And as far as the owners are concerned, hey, move them.
Well,
cities out there that there shouldn't have baseball teams.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. I mean, I suggested on the show long ago that South Carolina should have a Major League Baseball team. I know you were a part of that conversation that day when I suggested that. But I think that some of these other things that you suggested, they've already been done. I mean, pitchers have restrictions on throwing the ball, and you're supposed to throw the ball in a timely fashion. And we already have a rule finally about relief pitchers, and relief pitchers now have to throw three outs or the inning has to end or an injury forces a change. So we already have some of those rules, but Robert, my question is, why do you think why do you think those tweaks are going to solve any of the issues that confront baseball?
Well, I'm not done. As far as the 162-game season, if you don't want to reduce the number of games, and I understand that, you need to reduce the calendar. Figure it out. Baseball's regular season should start in the spring, and their regular season should be over before the first week of college football. Then you figure out how you're going to do it. Second of all, interleague games should be limited to the 3 weeks before the All-Star game, and other than that, you play league games. They shouldn't be dispersed out amongst the whole season so that the Braves are playing a series, down in Miami and then have to fly all the way out to, or fly to Boston to play an interleague game. They should be the 3 weeks before the All-Star game and then after the All-Star game, that's it. No more interleague games. But they got to figure out a way to reduce the calendar. Baseball can't stretch from April to November.
So you want to play 162 games in a shorter time frame?
If it can be done. If not, they're going to have to reduce the number of games.
Well, again, for what seems like a million years now, I have been suggesting that the only long-term answer for Major League Baseball are draconian changes in the game, starting with reducing the number of games. That's the key to me. And, owners are not going to go along with that until they're left with no options. And I believe there will come a time where they're left with no options. But, I think that's coming. I think the future of Major League Baseball is a much shorter season because this 162-game season is not in keeping with this American society right now. But I also think that there's a leadership vacuum and that they need somebody in there who has some idea what they're doing and cares about the game and yet offers innovative ideas, presents ideas, has a personality that can bring sides to the table, that can let them know that the fans matter and that you can't trample on the fans because ultimately we're the ones who pay all the bills. I think there needs to be that type of leadership, and they certainly don't have that with Rob Manfred.
Yeah, that caller, I don't know if it was earlier this week or last week, that called in and said something about he didn't think Manfred loved baseball. He couldn't have been more right. That dude looks like he's nothing but a suit.
I think there's something
business,
to that.
You know, Yale law, business graduate, whatever, probably never played baseball in his life.
Robert, I got to run.
He was absolutely right. All right.
Good talking to you, Robert.
I want to hear why Tom Brady isn't the most underrated player in football, and if it ain't Tom Brady, it's got to be Melvin Gordon. Bye, Walt.
Bye. Not either of those guys. Let me tell you, JJ, you're coming up. Let me tell you, and by the way, the social justice topic is pretty important right now in the world and should be. For 25 years, Husqvarna Automowers have been the best-selling worldwide with the Husqvarna Automower Crown Commitment Program. You'll enjoy your weekends and know if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Automower within 60 days of purchase from Easy Lawn and Garden, you can bring it back for a full refund or exchange. Easy Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Automowers as well as the expert installation service you need. Trust them to get you set up with the right Husqvarna Automower just for your yard. They operate on the principle of the grazing animal. Cut the most minute amount of grass at one time. Your grass is never shocked. Costs next to nothing to run. Your grass grows thick, green, luxurious. Go see my friends at Easy Lawn and Garden, your pros for sales, installation, and service. For all your power equipment needs, veteran and family-owned and operated for 40 years, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Go see them. Tell them I sent you. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Summer is here in the Upstate. That means it's time to get off your couch, get outdoors, and get active. If you've got no energy, no drive, and are looking to slim down or get ripped, it's time to come see us at Low Country Male. For just $200 a month, we take care of your testosterone, labs, physicals, doctor visits, and primary care. If you got problems keeping the little head at attention, we can help with that too. We have daily ED plans that start at $5 per day and offer the amazing P-Shot with our D-Wave treatments. Get bigger, get stronger, and last longer at lowcountrymail.com, 843-920-3066.
Joe's New York Pizza is open Tuesday through Sunday. They thank you for your support and look forward to seeing you in either the Seneca or Clemson location soon. Check out the great daily specials Joe's has waiting for you on their Facebook page, like buy one, get one pizza on Tuesdays. A large